You reached emergency roadside assistance. This is Miss Vincent. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance or have a question?
Yeah, I have a question. I already put in for a roadside assistance call. I was speaking with the young lady earlier. I think she was based out of Cincinnati. I'm not sure, but I was dealing with her. If you could pull up my account information or whatever and see anything, she was supposed to have been calling me back with the information with the driver. He said it was like a 2-3 hour wait for the pickup. So I'm trying to find out what's going on. I told her that I could do that as long as he get my car to the dealership before 7 p.m. tonight. What the fuck?
Okay. And let's see. What's your name?
Huh?
What's
my name,
name?
Willie. First name Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E. Last name Bentley, B-E-N-T-L-E-Y.
Okay. All right, I see your call here. It looks like they're still looking for a provider.
What? She was supposed to call me back.
Somebody called a provider. She found a provider, and they called back and said they could no longer do the service. So she had to start back looking. All right, so I have that you are wanting a flatbed tow at 5125 West Lake Street in Chicago, 60644. Going to 1621 East New York Street in Aurora, 60505. And you said they close at 7 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay. I was trying to find out who that was that said they would be there in 3 hours, you said?
Yeah. Because I got my homie. He got a tow truck. Now, I just put him on the phone with her. She put him in y'all's system. And then she called me back because she's hollering that y'all can't find a tow truck. I got homies with tow trucks. So I just called my homie, but he don't got a damn car machine. So I'm like, bro, how you get, you know what I'm saying? Like, if the lady came with a car, why you can't, he say that the insurance company get him checks. Are y'all able to provide him a check? Because he
do checks.
Hold on one second. Let me, because you see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a tow truck driver. I'm a truck driver, man. I'm putting you in tune. If you know that, why you ain't just say that when you just on the phone with the people, man? And when she told you she was sending you the credit card. You know, I'm not fussing at you or nothing, man. I'm just saying about people with their business. Like, you got to be business. Like, if I'm putting you in tune, make a right here, Mom. If I'm putting you in tune, okay, I'm about to call him and put him on three-way. So if y'all could provide him a check and he could provide you the email, and he already gave her his information, he can pull up on me right now.
What's his phone
out
number?
Here, out west. Hold on. 773-567-7567. I could put him on the phone. I want to put him on three-way so I know what's going on as well, because I'm out here, and I thought that she had did everything she wanted to do, needed to do with him. So I just called him and told him. He said that that nobody has sent him anything through email or nothing. So can I put him on three-way mail with you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine.
All right, one second. Yeah, hey, here go another agent right here, Rick, man. She got the information. You'll be able to get everything resolved. Let her know what you need.
I'm just trying to figure out how do they complete payment. How they doing the payment?
So we can do a payment, mail a check, or do the payment by credit card.
So how does the credit card payment thing work? If you email me a what?
We email all the credit card information.
And how do I redeem that?
You would have, because it's a time frame on it too, so it has to be done, you know, within a matter of hours, or kind of like cancels the card out. So usually they run it like on a credit card machine.
Yeah. Like the little Apple, you know them little Apple machines, Rick, that
But you know what, you probably have to call a company that accepts that, because I don't accept that type of payment. And all, you know what I'm saying? It's other people that accept it, like a few different companies accept it. I don't accept that payment.
Okay, well let me call my other homie. I got a few more homies with some tow trucks. They in the area. I'm gonna call Skeet. I'm gonna call Skeet, Rick, and see if he
they've been in the game longer than me. They might have something different than what I have. Yeah, but I apologize. I thought they'd have been sending out for trying to retrieve, and we can go do it. But you know, call them.
She said they do checks though. Well, I don't, you know.
But
she said they
mail them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Call for advance to me.
All right. Rick. All right. Let me see something right quick. My homie, I know he out. Let me inbox him right quick, man. This shit is ridiculous. I got a homie with a AAA business. My business, though. Oh, here you go. Hold on. What's your number, boy? What's your number?
Get over here, put my hair dry.
All right, hold on. Here you go, right? I'm going to call him on three-way.
What's the phone number while you're calling, too? I can see if it's in our system already. Oh, he gone.
Hold on, let me text him, let him know this is me. He's probably looking at my number. Okay, Ma. Yeah, take your time, yep. Slow down, call speed camera.
What's the phone number for
your
team?
So, do you see any provider? Okay, his number is 312-358-6272.
Oh, we don't have that one.
Y'all don't have that? Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I can put him in tune with y'all. That give y'all more services. And it helps y'all both scratch each other back. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But he not even picking up the phone. Let me try to call him one more time, baby. Come on. Oh man, he not even picking up the phone. This is ridiculous. Ain't nobody about no business, man. Motherfucker don't know nobody want no money, man. They ain't doing nothing. They out here talking about they want to start businesses. They don't want to do nothing. They not doing. I could call Curly. Curly got a whole AAA company, man.
Yeah,
Let me call Curly. Shit. Curly on top of his business. I just ain't want to call Curly. Hold on. Hey Curly, I got this insurance company on the other line. Hey man, you got tow trucks, right? Because I'm trying to.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure you are already a provider for them, probably. But if not,
I used to be. I'm not now.
Are you willing to do some work with them again, or is it a reason why you didn't?
Yeah. I wouldn't just work with them. I just didn't have enough employees at this point in time to do it with. Well, what they need, what you got, a tow or something?
Yeah. Through the insurance company, I'm trying to get my lady car towed from where it's at.
Where's it at?
It's right in the hood on Laramie and Lake, right around the corner from your shop on Laramie and Lake.
Okay. And were you trying to get them to pay me for the tow?
I'm trying to, yeah, they paying you for the tow, exactly, yeah.
Did we ever have National State that Travis as one of our providers? So how did they used to pay us? Through email or something like that?
Email, credit card.
This Rocky, he's trying to get a tow right now. I should have checked. If I can get a truck over there to you, that's the problem. We busy as all our does. I could try to get a truck over there to you.
I'm only going to Aurora right there. It's only going 24 miles. 35 miles out.
What kind of car is it?
Cadillac.
Cadillac. Okay, cool. I need to get the information over to me too, so I can get it over to one of my drivers.
Okay, you already got the information. Do y'all need to do something?
What's your phone number?
Area code 773-507-2947.
Okay, Roadrunner. So mm-hmm. Got your information. What would be a price for the service?
Well, I normally charge, like, now I'm charging $120 for the hookup and $7 a mile. So, you didn't see.
$120 for the hookup and $7 per mile?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what the hell y'all gonna pay us?
So that'd be $295 from us, and then the customer would be have to pay $70 out of pocket for the overage.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I have to get that approved. What would be the ETA?
Once you call me, let me know. And then I gotta try to figure out and get a stick over there too. Because like I told you, we can't be busy. I ain't got perks out there right now, but I get them in.
Okay, he was trying to get to his tow provider by 7.
I need to call in Aurora by 7,
Early. By 7, would let me know how y'all gonna pay me, and I work on I'll see if I can get a truck over there to do it.
Okay.
When you want it done?
Huh?
When you want it done? Right now?
Yeah. I need the car towed over there by before 7 p.m.
And what you say it's going to?
Aurora.
Aurora. Okay, cool. Let me see what I can do for you.
All right.
It's somebody. Y'all call me back and let me know what y'all gonna do if y'all gonna get it approved, and then we'll see where we go.
Okay, I sure
okay,
will. Thanks. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right.
Hey, shit, that's kind of steep. Curly got them trying to get some money. That's kind of high, ain't it? He right here. His shop right here. Right here on Florida North. Yeah, I'm just getting out. I need to smoke me a cigarette.
Okay, well, let me work on getting this approved. And
I mean,
I'll give you want to
accept
that?
Yeah. Work. I mean, that's cool. I mean, if you can find some. I know y'all about business, so, I mean, if y'all could go that way, that's cool. But if not, y'all can find something cheaper. Do you have another provider that you can see,
Mm-hmm. I see a few more, a lot more.
To see if they, where they at, see what they talking about. I need somebody who, like, within the next hour, I need to get that before 7.
Yeah, because that's 365. Okay, all right. Well, let me work on this for you, and I'll give you a call back. At least in the next 20 minutes, you should hear something from me.
Yeah. Thank you, because that old girl was supposed to call me back, and she didn't. It's like I definitely will. Then this dude, he been wasting my time. He ain't got his stuff together, man. Don't be telling nobody you got no toast. Y'all trying to just do shit like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, baby. Go on, yeah. Okay, I'm waiting on you.
Okay.
Point. Because I'm pretty sure your people probably weren't going to approve that much for that tote, for that small amount.
They may. If I call a few more and I don't find anything else, we will definitely approve it.
Okay, then let me let you off the phone.
Okay. All right, I'll give you a call back shortly. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.